Hey, everybody, this is Lisa. You found me on Empower Radio. Thank you so much for agreeing to be and choosing to be, because it is a choice, positive now. One thing that I have been really passionate about probably since the age of 19 is my skin. I think that was the last time I actually used soap on my skin was at age 19, because I just thought it was such a... Well, it's the first thing people see, really, when you, you know, when they walk up to you and shake your hand, they're looking right at your skin. So I said, I'm going to have someone in here who can answer all the skin questions that I have. And I have a skin specialist, Anesthetist. I knew I would. Rhonda, how do you say it?
I am an aesthetic nurse specialist. I specialize in the care of your skin.
See,
aesthetic nurse specialist.
Much easier to say that. Everybody, this is Rhonda Nesbitt, and she is the owner and creator of SkinBoutiqueRN.com. She also has a store here, Skin Boutique, in Royal Oak, Michigan. And if you want to know more about her, you can go to SkinBoutiqueRN.com. Now, let's get down to the bare facts about this, Rhonda. The skin is the largest organ of the body, and we take the least care of it.
Imagine that. Can you believe that? It is just insane how we take care of our material possessions, mm-hmm. our cars, our homes. We change the oil every 3,000 miles. We take down the wallpaper that's peeling, but we don't maintain the skin we're in, our body. And I'm here to help with that.
Yeah. And right as she came to the studio, rather than being on the phone, which I absolutely love, but the first thing she did was admonish me for looking too tan. And tell us a little bit about tanning and what it does.
Number one, what it does, we have UVA rays that are present 365 days a year, and those are the ones that we need to be worried about as far as anti-aging is concerned. Mm-hmm. The UVB rays are there when in the summertime when we get the tan on our skin and everything, and that's causing our skin to look dry and not so subtle, supple, I guess I should say. Those UVA rays that we have 365 days a year, they penetrate deeper than those UVB rays. And those in turn break down our collagen and our elastin. And that's when we start seeing the heavier folds and the deep creases in our skin. And we can attribute that to the sun, to not wearing sun protection.
Okay. And what if someone says, well, I just want to go to the tanning booth. There's a special event and I want to go once and just get a little bit of color.
Then I can point you in the direction of this gal who does a fabulous spray tan, which will not cause harm to your skin. It will not cause harm to your insides. It will give you a nice glow for this event. It does wash off and then you can go back and see her again. I want you out of I want you in the sun, enjoying the moments, but with the sun protection on.
Yeah, because there's no way that we can't go outside and have sun affect us unless it's a super cloudy day and there is no sun out there.
Exactly.
But even speak to that. Even if it's a cloudy day, do I still need sunscreen?
Still need sunscreen. That's, once again, those UVA rays that are still penetrating on the cloudy days, on the rainy days, when you're in your car driving around, they penetrate deeper. When we talk about lasers and things like that and how far they penetrate, because that's a big big in the aesthetic market, there's different lengths that they go into your skin to stimulate collagen, rebuild collagen, those sorts of things. Now, when you look at the UVA rays, look at it as a laser and how far it penetrates in your skin to break down that collagen. We need that SPF on our faces, on our arms, on our necks, everywhere, even on a cloudy day, so we don't, so our collagen doesn't denature from those rays.
And what SPF should we be doing? What number?
I say a 30. 30 is perfect. You don't have to do it when you see the bottles that say 60 and 70. That's kind of overkill because we have to reapply if we're outside and sweating. It's you reapply every 2 hours. That's the proper way to use sunscreen when you're out in the sun. A 30. Perfect. All year round.
Okay. And what about some of these liquid makeups? Like, for example, I use a tinted moisturizer that has SPF 20 on it for my face as like a foundation. Is that okay?
It is good. It most certainly is good. Even my mineral makeup has, I think, an SPF of 15 in it, but I still have my 30 on underneath. Does the 30 plus the 15 mean I'm wearing a 45? No, it doesn't.
Oh, really?
No, it doesn't.
You can't do math that way?
Why
doesn't it do that?
It just doesn't work that way.
Okay.
Let's keep it like that. We'll keep it simple. But the base that you put down is what you want to be a 30. There are tinted moisturizers out there, just like your makeup and everything, right, that do have a 30 in it. And I'm not saying to stop using your liquid foundation that you love so much that only has a 20 in it. Mm-hmm. Just be aware that when you are out in the sun and you know you're going to be out there for long periods of time, mm-hmm, that you want that 30 protection on or more.
So if we're doing both, because I do have a regimen that I do in the morning that does include, you know, a morning moisturizing cream that has SPF 35 in it.
Perfect.
I do. Yes. Do
Perfect.
I? Will you forgive me for the tanning?
I forgive you. But then if you see me again without the spray tan, I pull out my ruler and I have you hold your hands out.
Oh my gosh.
And now, it's only for your own good. You know, I don't do this to be mean. I don't do it to say, oh no, you're not doing it right. I do it so you know the knowledge that you need for your anti-aging regimen. You know, when you wake up 10 years from now and you go, where did this come from? And where did that line come from? Dang, Rhonda told me it should have been a 30 and I should have been wearing it.
Rhonda is trying to keep us from looking like leather handbags.
Yes.
That is your goal. And I love you for that. How did you start out being passionate about skin? How did you start this journey?
Oh, goodness sakes. I started this journey in nursing school, actually. And after nursing school, it was my drive. And this is where I'm at. And it's just phenomenal. I just love talking skin. It's not all about skin. When we look good, we feel good. And when we feel good, we have more energy. We have more drive. We look in the mirror and say, I'm very comfortable with myself. Mm-hmm. It's not about vanity. To me, it's not about vanity.
Okay.
And these are the what I'm trying to change in my gals and guys that come to see me, that it's not about vanity. It's about maintaining our home that we live in.
Yeah. And before we get into this whole vanity thing, because I do want to talk about the fillers and all of that and the myths about them and the truths about all the fillers. What should someone do if they say, okay, today I want to start taking care of my skin? What kind of a regimen do I have to do? Because I don't want to use 20 products in order to look good in the morning.
Love
what are your
it.
Basics?
Sunscreen, 30 SPF every day.
Okay.
Number two, wash your face every single night before you go to bed.
Soap?
Bar soap? No.
See, that's what I want to get at.
There are a million products on the market, and I don't push any one more over the other because we have phenomenal products out there.
Mm-hmm.
I carry a few products that I believe in, and we talk about that when you come in and meet with me and talk to me about your skincare goals. The thing is for me to make sure that you are using the right things, that you are getting the benefit from them. And if you're and using them correctly is another thing as well. You know, some people, they do have the 20 products and they do use them every day, but they don't let them absorb properly before they put the next layer on. It is a process.
So we're supposed to cleanse. We got that. And then next is tone.
Tone. You got to set that, you know, get that pH balance back again. And that's your toner. It's kind of like your second cleanse.
Okay. And do we let that soak in? Then, because you said something about letting each layer soak in,
letting it penetrate. That's correct. So you wash your face, you use your toner. I spray mine on a cotton ball and I just go over my face and I look at my cotton ball. And if it's still a little gray or still a little, you know, something left on there, then I go back over it again with the toner until my cotton ball comes back clean. And it's pretty much dry. It's just a solution, just like water.
Right.
So it's not in a serum or anything like that. But then you're going to apply your serum after that.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on your face, neck, and chest. It's all one unit. And let it absorb. Let it penetrate. And you give that a good 2 to 3 minutes before you put on your moisturizer and your SPF.
Yeah. So there's really only 4 steps. The cleanse, the tone, the serum, and then your moisturizer.
With SPF, yes.
With SPF. She's always got the SPF. But we don't need SPF at night.
We do not. We do not need SPF at night. That's kind of overkill. But if you have just one... pardon me, one moisturizer and it has SPF in it, you can still use it at night, but you don't need it at night.
So you don't need to buy an extra product is what you're saying.
Correct.
And there are all different kinds money-wise of products. You can find good products at your local, what am I trying to say, grocery store?
Exactly. And if you're happy with what you're using already, you think that it's doing what you think that these products are supposed to do for you.
Right.
Because there's the infomercials and we have independent reps for different companies as well. You know, it's mostly tailoring to your needs and what you have time for and what you can afford. to give you the best results.
More money does not always equal a better product.
Sometimes less is more.
Yeah. And one thing that I found that has helped me with my skin is using, and you're seeing this a lot, Neutrogena has it out now. Clarisonic is what I use, and that's one of those rotating brushes.
I love my Clarisonic.
Yeah. And now it's becoming more mainstream and less expensive. Like I said, Neutrogena has one. I'm not sure whether Revlon does, but it's a little vibrant. Explain it, would you?
Just like the ultrasonic toothbrush, the same premise that actually who makes the Clarisonic is who makes the ultrasonic toothbrush.
Uh-huh.
Pardon me. And what happens, the rationale behind the vibration, because mm-hmm. it's a vibration, it's not rotating, it's actually just quarter turns,
right.
You know, where it's vibrating more than anything. Okay. If you're getting into the ones that are rotating and the ones that are where you're pushing them into your skin, you can actually be doing more harm than good. So you mm-hmm. have to be careful with these items as well. If you have acne mm-hmm. and you're, raking it across your face and pushing really hard, you're actually spreading that acne to the other side of your face with these movements. So you want something that's going to be gentle plus work.
Right.
And what the vibration does is actually help vibrate things
to
out
shake
of your
it
pores.
Up and all of that.
Exactly.
But a washcloth will do fine. Don't think you have to go out and go buy and all these. These are just some ideas that if you want to try something different for your skin, you can. Now let's get back to something that has a really bad rap, and people think that it's all about vanity and that it's bad for you, and that is the fillers. The Botox and the Juvederm and Restylane and Perlene and Dysport and all of that kind of stuff. Tell me the reality of fillers.
The reality of fillers. I love, love, love my fillers. I love my hyaluronic acid fillers, which is my Perlene and my Restylane. Mm-hmm. And what it does is actually replace volume you have lost due to those UVA rays denaturing your collagen. I am actually replenishing what you have lost from that and giving you back that volume that you had before.
And it's true that you can put too much and make somebody look other, because people are always afraid it's going to make me look like, I mean, come on, we all know Joan Rivers and, you know, whatever, but how, I mean, if someone's out there and they're afraid to try this, what?
Once again, less is more when it comes to fillers. The way I approach my clients with it is, if it's not what you thought it was going to be, come back in and we'll put some more in. I want a nice natural look by replacing your volume. I don't ever overkill with the volume from the fillers. Mm-hmm. We want to naturally replace, a natural looking replacement of your own collagen.
Have you ever turned anyone away?
I have.
Really?
I have. Oh goodness. And that's the other side of the spectrum, you know, talking about, you know, people have with the myths that they have, you know, and they see these people walking around, you know, with more.
They look like their eyes are pulled back and their lips are jumping off their face.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yes. Yes. But for some people, it is a body dysmorphic disorder. You know, mm-hmm. they're looking at themselves as an anorexic looks at themselves. Mm-hmm. The anorexic looks in the mirror and sees this 200-pound person looking back at them. In reality, they're only 85 pounds. Mm-hmm. And it is the same thing with this industry as well. And it's called body dysmorphic disorder. Mm-hmm. You can get them looking as natural, glowing, replacing volume, removing some wrinkles, but they still look at themselves as something totally different.
So if somebody's going to start this and they want to try a little bit of Botox, is it an expensive habit to get into?
No, not really. And when you talk about how much these things cost, you can do your Botox and Dysport all year long and just skip that Starbucks every day, and you have paid for it twice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an expensive thing to do, and it's not an expensive thing to maintain either. And expensive, what is expensive? To me, a $3.66 cup of coffee is expensive.
Right.
That's an expense that I forgo for me to be able to budget my Botox and filler for my own self.
Mm-hmm. And this really is a personal choice. I will admit to you right now that I have tried Botox in the past. You hear that, all that listen, and you listeners, I'm not afraid to say it. I've tried Botox and I did like it. There was nothing wrong with it. And the only reason I tried it early on is Botox helped my mom, who had a problem with a twitching eye.
And nephrospasm,
yes. Yeah, and it, and I thought, wow. So basically, mom was the guinea pig. She didn't keel over after Botox. I guess I'll give it a try.
And the people that try it, they don't stop. They come back. The thing is once you start getting on the Botox train, so to speak, on the Dysport train, because we do have dynamic lines in our face, and for me and for how I treat people, I want to help you erase those lines and help maintain it that way. You looking at me, can I move? Can I express?
Yes, both of us are moving our eyebrows up and down and moving our mouths.
But at rest, I don't have lines etched in my skin.
Right.
And that's what these modalities are for, is to erase those lines in our skin, not to make us look frozen.
And so, you know, that's why when you talked before about vanity and some people getting down on others that go and do this as you're just vain.
But they don't drive around with the dents in their car and the paint peeling on their car. You know, this is our vehicle. This is what we move around
in every
day. This is our
paint peeling.
Oh, too funny. We'll talk about that when we're done with this movie that I saw. Too funny.
Oh, really cool movie. Did you ever have skin issues?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is what got me interested in this field. Actually, I was younger, still young enough. I was 31 years old and I had created a crease between my eyes, and with a simple Botox treatment, it was gone. And I never worried about it again. It was something that when I got up every day and looked in the mirror, it just was there. And it bugged me until I stopped looking in the mirror. You know, because you got to look in the mirror when you do your morning regimen and everything. And it was still there staring back at me. And I didn't like it.
Okay.
So I did something about it. And oh my gosh, here I am. I love it.
Yeah. Now we asked everybody out there, what questions would you have for somebody about skin? And we got one question about, how do I deal with red patches and rosacea, which I believe is the same thing, but I don't know.
A lot of us have broken capillaries in our face, and that a lot of it comes from some sun damage. You know, when we're out in the sun without our SPF, breaks down our collagen. Those blood vessels are abundant in our collagen. But once we start losing that collagen is when you start seeing those abundance of blood vessels, because they're not able to sit in that nice mesh of your collagen and elastin.
So
now they're more to the surface.
Oh, so loss of collagen is what causes the redness.
It causes it from the sun. Yes.
From the sun.
The breakdown of the collagen.
And how do you deal with rosacea?
We deal with rosacea by, number one, wearing SPF every day. Of course. And there are the guidelines even by the rosacea. You know, you can Google rosacea and come back with a million hits on it and how to, what you can do to help reduce the redness. And number one, a lot of them on there is spicy foods, alcoholic beverages, course, the SPF, once again, those irritate and inflame our blood vessels. You think about that, you know, like when you're embarrassed and you blush a little bit, the redness comes to the cheeks. Those blood vessels start filling up. So hot foods, spicy foods, alcohol, these things do that. So everything in moderation will help combat the issues that you have with the blood vessels that you have. What we can do with those as well, though, is do chemical peels, microdermabrasion, not on the vessels, but around the vessels, and stimulate collagen growth.
Really?
Yes, really.
Okay. No, and the reason I'm saying really is I do have a little bit of rosacea on each side of my neck.
And I have it too. And we do a lot with makeup. It's called smoke and mirrors. I do concealer. I use my green powder. I still have them. They're at a minimum just because of my regimen that I do. Also, laser treatments are phenomenal. The light-based IPL treatments help cut down on how red we are as well.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic. We got a question from a man, 41 years old. He said, I cannot even believe I'm asking this, but how do you get rid of age spots?
How do we get rid of them? Can we get rid of them all the way? Number one, what I would say is SPF, they're not going to get any darker. Mm-hmm. And then I would say, yes, we can help minimize them with laser light based treatments, mm-hmm. with chemical peels. There's also products out there, skin lighteners, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They do work. People get frustrated because they're not seeing results in a week.
Well, you can't dab it on once and then expect, how long did it take that age spot to appear? You think of that.
Exactly. That is damage that you have done when you were a teenager and into your 20s. And it just starts becoming apparent in our 40s and our 50s. Mm-hmm. That's where our damage starts to show, what we've done to ourselves years and years ago.
Okay.
That's when it comes out. And what, like I said, what we can do is do chemical peels, an awesome, awesome, awesome way to help reduce those brown spots. Really is. But you go back into the sun without sun protection,
and it's going to come right
and
back.
It's coming right back.
This one asks about adult acne. I never really had acne as a child, but I still have it now I have it as an adult, it says.
And that is a huge, huge, huge thing for a lot of my clients as adults. And what we have to remember is that when, even as a teenager, that we didn't have adult acne. And most of my gals and gentlemen have it right around their jawline. And a lot of the times I can attribute that to our cell phones not being clean.
Oh.
Somebody else using our cell phone, and then we put it next to our face. Uh-huh. You know, we're getting their oils and their... We don't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just one thing that we don't think about. So we have to make sure that our hands are clean before we touch our faces, because we do. Nervous habit, whatever.
Right.
We're either scratching,
touching
or
our hair and then touching our face. Yeah.
So now you have the hairspray, the mousse, the gels,
right,
from your hair now on your face, clogging your pores.
Mm-hmm.
Consultation. Free consultations. Come and talk to me. I love, love, love talking about this. You put me in an atmosphere to talk about this, and I'm going to
talk. Rhonda, we'll talk. If you want to know more about, you know, you can reach her at skinboutiquerrn.com. And so all three of those problems that we came up with, the rosacea,
help,
the age spots, and the adult acne, you can help out in that. But it is also, you had talked about microdermabrasion,
yes,
laser treatments.
Yes.
And of course,
chemical peels,
and then SPF.
SPF.
I mean, yes, she cannot, you know, state that enough. So if someone is looking for a skin specialist, let's say they don't happen to be in Michigan, what's the best way to go about looking for someone?
Consultation. Meet with people. You find them on, you know, the internet, that is, you know, right at our fingertips. And what your concerns are, Google that in your area. Find people that are saying that they do things about your concerns. Meet with them. Don't commit to them, but meet with them.
Mm-hmm.
Meet five of them and then decide who you want to go with, who you are most comfortable with, who has not given you
the hard sell the minute you walk through the door.
Exactly.
You need to buy six treatments or,
exactly,
you don't. No.
That's what I do to my clients as well. And before they commit to me, if they don't feel comfortable with what I have said and the information that I have about this, I want them to meet with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And if they feel comfortable with them, move forward with it. You know, it's a personal choice.
Yeah.
And do not just say, oh, I've been thinking about it a long time and they've talked you into it and you're just sitting there and you might as well just do it. Don't.
No.
Do your consultations. Get your information. Collect the things, the knowledge that you are seeking, and then go to that person who you feel comfortable with.
Yeah, it's like choosing, you know, a doctor or a dentist. And if you're not comfortable with one, you go around until you find one that makes you feel comfortable. And it might not be the specialist that is, you know, right down the block.
Right.
It could be somebody that's a little farther away. You just have to really go off of how you're feeling,
right,
you know, inside. Talk a little bit, Rhonda, about the connection between food and skin.
Food and skin. It, you know, we are what we eat. and I'm sure you're going to be interviewing a lot of people that will tell you the same thing.
Yeah.
We have to put healthy things in our body to reap the rewards through our skin. The water is most important. And we walk around dehydrated. crazy. Mm-hmm. We have an abundance of water. Our Michigan water is the best. You know, I mean, it's just, we don't even need the bottled water. Turn on your tap. Drink your water. And you are going to see a difference in your skin just by hydrating yourself.
How much do you think people should drink a day, water?
What is the
I think, isn't minimum? It
8 ounces?
Yeah, eight ounces. Are you good with that?
And if you are drinking only two glasses now a day, then I say do three tomorrow. Next week, try to get yourself up to four. Mm-hmm. You know, put the bottle of water next to your bed at night, you know, and, mm-hmm. and when you wake up, take a swig of water. You know, we can fit it in here and there. People are like, oh my, they're overwhelmed with this 8 ounce glasses, 64 ounces mm-hmm. of water a day. I hear that and I'm drowning already, mm-hmm. but you just have to work it in. But don't think that you have to have 8 ounce glasses if you're only drinking two a day. Tomorrow, drink three. And for the next month, drink three. Mm-hmm. The next month, drink four. Mm-hmm. Get yourself up there.
Absolutely. And anyone can change their skin at any point in their life.
Oh, yes.
And so speak to the moms and dads out there about talking to their kids.
And I do. Oh, I do on a daily basis with my clients. And it's phenomenal when they come back to me and say, you know, my daughter says she's going to stop tanning now because of what I have learned from you and what the knowledge that I have given her, mm-hmm. you know, look at the people that have tanned themselves all of these years and look, the condition of their skin, that is your future.
Back in the day, the ones that took out the Johnson's baby oil and put that
with the iodine.
Yeah. Put it on their skin and then baked for hours outside. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just,
yeah. We, if anybody's still doing that today, I have my ruler out. Come on, put your hands out. It's not a good thing. It's not the norm. No. And the thing is that tan skin, a lot of people love having the spray tan is amazing. It really is. You don't have to look all orange and everything. I have a gal, believe me. you will look fabulous after a spray tan. And it's not that expensive either. And you're saving your skin that way.
In the long run. I absolutely love it. We've been speaking to Rhonda Nesbitt of Skin Boutique. She has skinboutiquerin.com. That is her website. You can go on there. You can contact her. Ask any questions you want. Because taking care of our skin should be as every day as eating, as brushing your teeth. It's
second nature.
It's second nature. And it's something that I do both in the morning and at night, because sometimes people go, oh, well, I wash my face at night, so I'm going to get up and then go put makeup on it. What about that?
No. When we sleep at night, that is when our skin repairs itself. And yes, it's great, you know, that we wash our face at night and do our regimen and everything, because when we are sleeping, it is repairing. Mm-hmm. And when we wake up, we want to get the stuff off that we put on the night before. And while the healing process and the repairing process was going on, we need to now start that process again. During the day, we need to protect our skin from the environments that we are going out in every day. Mm-hmm. Imagine your face as your windshield on your car. Yes, we are not going the rate of speed that our car is, but it's the same pollutants that are getting on our face that is on the windshield of your car. We want to protect it so we don't have that coming into our largest organ on our body and ruining something on the inside that way.
Oh, well, Rhonda, thank you so much for coming out here and sharing all your knowledge and your beauty with us.
Thank you.
So that we could put our best face forward. Thank you, everybody, for choosing to be positive now.